Oh, honey, bless your heart. A touch of my long-faded East Texas accent shows through. Not dissimilar to the way predators flash a bit of color before attacking. Tell you what, do us both a favor. Scurry on back to your little friends before you make more of a scene.
Fuck you,
Ivy blurts. He stumbles over his words, feebly reaching for something to sling back at me. After a few attempts, he arrives exactly where I knew he would.
Wasn't like I was actually interested in some fat bitch. Get out,
the bartender says without an ounce of emotion. I'm used to deflecting men like Ivy. Ever since I hit puberty, they've made a habit of hurling their fragile egos at me, assuming incorrectly that my fat body will provide a soft landing. When they inevitably find themselves shattered, they always try to salvage the wreckage by attempting to bring me down. What I am not used to is men intervening on my behalf.
What?
The word drips with all of Ivy's blue-blooded indignation.
You heard me.
If that man looked at me the way he was at Ivy, I'd be fleeing. Shocking no one, despite the prestigious university blazoned on his sweatshirt, Ivy is not bright enough to realize he's outclassed.
Bro, come on, you know I was just...
The bartender lays both palms flat on the polished wood, leaning his broad frame over just enough to make Ivy visibly uncomfortable.
I have no issue physically removing you from my bar, but I promise you, it's in your better interest to leave on your own.
Ivy gives the man a wary once-over, as if he thought this was a fight he had any chance of winning.
So I'm gonna say this one more time. You and your little friends need to get the fuck out of my bar.
No one in the building breathes.
One,
the bartender growls.